Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation. We are here to shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have both of my brothers, Taj and Terrell Jackson. How are you guys?
What's going on?
Good to see you guys on January 23rd, right? 2019.
Yes,
already 23 days into this new year. We are live on The Power of Love. So if you're listening to us right now, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we will open up, take a few questions on the phone lines. Twitter is always available. But if you want to call in, please do so at 323-203-0815. And again, you can always tweet us a question, a comment, or anything that's on topic. Our Twitter handle is at DDJ Foundation. The letters DDJ, the word foundation. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it. We've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us. So, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. It's a beautiful day here in California.
I think
it's
like some rain for a while.
72 degrees. Yes, we had rain last week, but today it's just picture perfect. Mm. A lot of things going on. But first, let's talk about our weeks real quick. Terrell, how was your last couple of weeks?
How's
your New Year's been?
New Year's, everything was good. I've been all right. I was sick for a little bit, I think the first week, which is why I wasn't here. I'm coaching Bryce's basketball team, and we're starting baseball. I think we already started the drafts, the tryouts and everything. So it's getting busy for me with the fatherhood front, because I'm coaching both Bryce's team and Adrian's team in baseball and Bryce's team in basketball. So now they're starting to overlap, which is tough because I have a Bryce's basketball game on Saturday. Then I got to go to baseball to watch the tryouts, and it's getting
it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Okay.
Well, it's a lot, and I enjoy it. It's fun.
Good.
And One thing at a time, one day at a time.
Enjoy the days. They go fast.
Yeah, it does.
They enjoy them. Taj Jackson, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
What you been up to?
Just raising a 2-month.
Yeah, how's that going, Taj?
It's going great.
He's complaining a little bit.
I am complaining.
What's the complaint?
The complaint is just lack of sleep.
But you know that's happening.
Yeah, I knew. I was very aware of that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is it kind of... Is it kind of what you thought?
Yeah.
Todd, I got to say, I just looked at you. You do look a little tired.
You look exhausted.
I'm very tired, but you know what?
Todd, is it worse than what you thought it would be?
No, it actually isn't. I'm getting more sleep than I actually thought I would, but it's still not enough.
It's not
enough. It gets better, but real slowly.
Yeah. You know, I think the hard thing is not knowing what she's crying about.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had cracked the code, like, you know, deciphered the... But now she's doing little grunts now, and I don't know what that means. Like, she's trying to communicate.
Commands.
Yeah.
Those aren't grunts. Those are commands.
Yeah. And then, like, what are you talking about?
She can snap her fingers.
Yeah,
she can snap.
Yeah. And she definitely likes to be close.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah. So.
That's.
It's. I'm loving every minute of it, you know, so that I think that's what's so great about it.
Good. It's so beautiful, man.
Do you have a newfound respect for your brothers now?
No.
Still no respect, huh?
No, I appreciate it. I mean, you guys have incredible kids, so I'll give you that. You do. Yeah. You did something right.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my week, nothing crazy. Work, family. But you know what I've been doing, which I would like to talk about? I've been seeing more movies, and I've been reading a lot. But reading I always talk about. But the movies, I saw Mary Poppins, which I thought was really good.
How was that? It was good, huh?
It was good. I saw The Upside, which was a lot of fun.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And I saw one more that I'm blanking on. But I've gotten to a point in my life where, you know, with Oscar season's coming up, the Oscars coming up, I should say. This is Oscar season. I'm trying to watch all the Best Picture movies. And that way I'm more invested into the show and to see what wins. Not that I think the award is completely...
Do you watch the Oscars?
I'm interested in them. I'm actually more interested in Oscars than I am the Grammys. And I think it's because I know about all the... And it's probably the same in the movie and film industry. But all the politics behind Grammys and, you know...
I would think it's worse.
I actually don't, though. I'm going to tell you why. Because... Award shows are based primarily, I want to say based primarily, but a big chance of winning is if you're going to show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're performing. So if you're performing on that award show, your chances of winning an award just double, triple.
I want to say something because this is when I learned that politic. There's an award show in Europe that they asked us about going and said, we want to give you this award. When they found out we couldn't go, they gave it to another group. So that taught me early on about the politics of actually showing up.
See?
And I thought, I just assumed that, you know, because you see sometimes so-and-so couldn't be here. So we like, and I just those assumed. Those days are gone. And so.
Primarily gone. But
another group got that award.
But this is why I don't think films are like that. Because every director is there.
Oh, 100%.
This is their And the directors, we aren't watching for the directors to see. Maybe actors and actresses, maybe, but this is like everything to them.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's as driven on, you know what I mean? Is that star there versus who won?
Yeah. No. That part of it's not, but there's still, I'm sure.
Like let's say
a lot going on.
Denzel. Let's just say he's not, but let's say Denzel's nominated for Best Actor or could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he comes or not, first of all, he's going.
Right,
he's going 100%.
Yes,
but whether he goes or not, I don't feel like affects whether he would have won. I really don't.
Yeah,
maybe it's because I'm.
No, I agree.
So yeah. So that's why I'm more invested in that show. But anyway, that's enough about award shows and topics. But so yeah, I've been watching a lot of movies and really trying to just, you know, expand my understanding of art, not only from movies but with paintings and sculptures, and it's been really good. I went to the Getty Museum a couple weeks ago, which I strongly recommend everyone to do, not just artists but everyone to do it and to see some classic art. I think that's something that's really respected and appreciated around the world, but here in the U.S. I feel like we can still be more appreciative of great art. So that's what I've been up to.
Interesting.
All right, so let's get it right into it, you guys. We have a topic that is a very serious topic, and it's one that I think is needs to be discussed, and it's regarding... you know, there's so much going on with the Me Too movement. What other movements are there right now, Taj? Is it pretty much the Me Too is the primary one, right?
Yeah.
With the accusations and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we're all supportive of anyone who's ever been harmed or is a victim of anything to stand up and find that platform to get your voice heard. Please understand that. We are 100% in support. However... there are a select few people in this world. Okay, more than a select few.
I would say more than
a few. But there's people out there that have a different set of moral codes and will easily wrongly accuse someone for personal gain, for vindiction, whatever the reason is, it happens. And obviously, you know, first we'll go with Chris Brown. We don't know what happened. Yesterday, he was in France, was accused of a brutal rape, was taken into custody, and was released when I guess it was proven. And again, this is all alleged stuff. I don't know the facts. I'm just reading what we all get to see. But I guess Chris Brown was able to prove that he was with close to 20 people the entire night in a living room. And so there wasn't much merit to the story, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the facts, but unfortunately in our industry and when you're a person of prominence, you do get subject to false accusations quite a bit. Saying that, Uncle Michael is dealing with a similar situation once again. And it's so incredibly frustrating for... everyone who loves him, whether it's family, friends, fans, and everyone who knows him it's incredibly frustrating for, especially, and this is a bit of a rant, but especially when it's someone like Uncle Michael, who's such a prominent public figure and such an easy way to get money. I mean, I can guarantee you, if I wanted to make $5 million tomorrow, I could just make an accusation on him. I would never do that, of course. I'm a family member. I love him, and I don't have that moral code. But there's people out there that could get money, maybe less than $5 million, but they're going to get something, whether it's through writing a book, whether it's through, you know, newspaper articles that do pay, TV production interviews that do pay. There's ways to make money, some easy money, by throwing something at such a prominent figure. So what we want to talk about today is what happens when you are wrongly accused, as well as what kind of punishment really happens to someone like that who is just going to wrongly accuse you, and is it fair? It seems that there really isn't a risk or really isn't a punishment for anyone who accuses someone wrongly of harming them.
I think the hard thing about it is it takes so much courage when you are accused to come out. And that's kind of the hard thing about this, is because you want to encourage people that have been wrong, or have been abused. You want to encourage them to come out, because it takes a lot of strength to come out and say, I was abused.
Right.
But at the same time, there are people that take advantage of that system or take advantage of a scenario that they've been in, and then they're found out, but you don't hear the other side of the story because the media has just ran with it and ran with it.
The truth of the matter is the media, they have an incentive to keep the story going.
In a negative way. Negativity sells.
Because negativity sells.
I think
sells.
It's like three times more than, it might even be higher. I mean, I might be under.
There's a reason why when there's a fight, a crowd circles around, or when there's an accident, people slow down to see. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a, you know, psychologist. I don't know where that comes from. But the truth of the matter is negativity does sell. That's why the news, which is 95% negative, is been going on in primetime television at the most important spots forever. Yeah. So that's a problem. But to combat that, there has to be some type of merit. There has to be some type of fact checking. There has to be some type of credentials that needs to be passed for a story to get legs. Mm-hmm. And it feels like even that is completely evaporating in today's world.
It has to, because it's a race to be first. And the person that scoops it first and spreads it first, they get the hits. And it's all about the advertisement. It's all about the likes and all that stuff. So if you sat there and said, you know what, I'm going to fact check this. I'm going to look at all this stuff and look at the evidence and look. You're behind the times at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's all these other sites that have broke the story.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And so you're behind, and some, all of a sudden a boss comes to you and goes, what happened with that story? Why are we not? You know?
Yeah.
And that's the problem with it.
And so you listeners know why it's important in their eyes to be first, is they want, you know, if you're reading it from another channel or another site, they're going to say, according to.
Yes.
This person, according to this company, according to this site. So it's as if you're putting yourself, by being first, you are now becoming the voice, the expert on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you immediately planted yourself as someone of importance and gave yourself more credibility.
Yeah, you're the go-to guy. You're the go-to you need more guy. Information from it.
Because you went first. You broke it.
Yeah.
So
there's one site, and don't say the name because I don't think we're supposed to, but where they did something and we were mentioned in it, and we and every news channel picked it up, even worldwide, and it came from a tabloid site, and it's like, you're not even going to check a tabloid site before you.
Well, the problem is a lot of places around the world don't know it's a tabloid
that
site.
That was what.
Because
was
they
the
don't
hard
even
thing.
Know of it.
Yeah, they just think it's a source.
So in today's world, please.
Think for yourself first.
Think for yourself and don't rush to judgment. I think that's incredibly important and getting more and more important.
And see the source, see where it's coming from.
With that said, you guys want to talk about the Uncle Michael situation a bit. I do want to say one thing. Nothing frustrates me more, and I've said this before. Uncle Michael was a brilliant artist, but he was even a better and more brilliant person.
Mm-hmm.
No one believed in love more than him. No one wanted to help people more than him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it clearly. We are at the Beverly, and I don't have a great memory. I like to always preface it that. But I remember we were in the Beverly Hills Hotel with Uncle Michael. Don't know when, 15 years, 20 years ago. And there was a plane crash. And he came in looking incredibly broken. And we asked him, what's wrong? You okay? And he had just found out about a plane crash and thought of all the innocent lives and children and babies that were no longer with us. And it ruined his day. And he just loved people and loved children and the innocence of children. And it pisses me off. Sorry if I should have said that. But it really upsets me when people try to take advantage of that and exploit that. And so shame on anyone who's exploiting that. And at the same time, shame on anyone who has a voice that's not fact-checking and looking into the credibility and looking into facts to help get the truth out. We should all be in the search for truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why isn't that happening?
Yeah, I've dealt with a couple of people that actually have literally said after a link has been sent to them or a video has been sent to them, they're like, I don't really care. And then it's like, if you don't care about the truth, then how are we supposed to, you know,
yeah.
then why are you spreading the lie? And that's the frustrating thing. So they're comfortable with spreading a lie, but then when you present them with a truth or a fact, it's like, I don't care. And that's the most frustrating thing, I would say.
Is that because people are lazy or because people simply do not care about the repercussions they cause someone and just want the attention?
It's a little both. I think it's that they're lazy because they don't want to go and click on something to actually educate themselves. But at the same time, I think there's an attitude of I don't care about repercussions anymore. Like, I can do whatever I want. There's that attitude. And there honestly, there is no repercussions of them posting that. They would care if their account got flagged and was mm-hmm. taken off. Then they would care, and then they would be careful what they said.
Last question before mm-hmm. we get directly into the loss aspect of it. Do you see this changing, Taj? Do you see anything happening?
With what? Just in general?
Just in general. Like, do you see our the way it's moving? How the accused can just accuse and nothing really happen? Or do you see that changing?
I think, you know, it's what's interesting for me is that it's more, because it's more about being first, I don't see it changing in that way. I think unless you can really see, because what ends up happening is that all the sites that reported afterwards, they throw their hands up like, well, we were told this, you know, they play innocent. You know, it's not us, you know, but I think honestly, if you could sue everyone that had posted that, you know, if there were a news site and you said, you know what, just by you posting it, you're verifying it.
Yeah.
Then I think there would be a change because then they would be quick to be like, let's fact check it. And I think that's the thing. But they're playing like, oh, well, we didn't know. It's almost like high school where, you know, you can spread a rumor and then someone else can spread a rumor. It's like, well, that's what I was told, or I didn't know I was harming someone.
It's interesting, though, because when someone has been falsely accused and they know they're innocent, and let's say they are now proven to be innocent, the dirty work has already happened. Their reputation has already been tarnished. There's already been a hit in their armor.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have this decision. Do I do something back? Do I sue back? Do I...
And sometimes when they did that.
Or do I go forward or just ignore it and continue forward? And that's a tough decision because if you go back and fight and let's take Chris Brown's situation. Let's say he's 100% innocent in this situation. Let's say he goes back and sues this person, as I think he's mentioned he was going to do. That's going to take time, money, and energy for him to do that. Time, money, and energy that could have been spent on creating another album or song or another project. He's an artist.
Yeah.
And that's what he really wants to do. So now he has to decide between fighting this nonsense or continuing forward with art.
And we're speaking from experience in that way.
So it's very, and again, this is just a kind of a, and I have to preface it this way, because there are many people out there who are victims. I'm not talking to you. I want you to go get help. I want you to make your voice heard. I want you to find a community. I want you to figure the way out to get your voice heard. But for those select few who are lying about things and bringing harm to people for your own personal gain when it's not accurate, please do something about that. Please find the moral code in you that will direct you to the light.
I think a very... And this can't be the case for everyone, so I'm going to preface it with that. But I think a very good measure is if they're out there for the money. Mm. They're not suing for justice or suing for money. Mm. Because you would want justice before you would want money. And when you see any parent or any relative, they want justice when they're wrongly, when something happens to someone. You don't be like, oh, well, I want this amount of money, because you're not even thinking of that.
I agree with you, mm-hmm. but I'm going to tell you a problem.
What?
In today's world, fame and attention is almost equivalent to a payout.
That's very true.
I don't know the person's name who accused Chris Brown, but I bet you thousands and thousands of people now know this person.
Yeah.
I bet you they've now received more Instagram followers. I bet you they've mm-hmm. now done more things. And that's now there's true. More opportunities.
Yeah.
So even if there was never a lawsuit against Chris Brown for financial gain, it worked for them. They already won. And that's a serious issue and problem I see going forward in our world. And unless I don't know if it's legislation, I don't know what can happen, but unless something does, it's going to be just mudslinging everywhere.
Yeah. And I didn't follow this, so yeah. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't know it. But if he exonerated, mm-hmm. he's lucky to have had all those witnesses, because if it was just mm-hmm. him and someone else, he'll be presumed guilty
because of his past.
Yeah. Not only because of his past, I think, and I don't want to make this race, but there's a lot of innocent black people in jail right mm-hmm, now.
Of course. And you know what, Taj, this is what I don't understand, though. And Tara, please chime in if you're feeling anything. But I don't understand... I should say it like this way. I bet you Chris Brown was thinking, look, I've been in trouble a lot. No less than 10 of you all can leave me.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take all 10. I honestly feel he was thinking
that. Oh, 100%.
That. And that's just, is that a way to live? Now, partially is his own doing.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Partially it's his own doing. But at the other part, it's the price of fame.
Yeah. And, we were taught... at young age to, you know, never have, unless it's a relative or friend, don't have someone in your room, you know, unless the door is open or there's another witness.
Yeah.
Well, at least I was taught that. Maybe you guys weren't taught that. I was taught that. So I live by that, because you don't want it to be your word against someone else's word.
It's a very scary time. And you know, I mean, it's so tough. There's always going to be people who take advantage of movements and take advantage of the times. And like you started it off, Taj, it's unfortunate, because it ruins it for the people who really are abused or the people who really are victims.
Yep.
It just clouds and muddies the water.
Because they're scared to...
Because now they're scared of dealing with things and all the attention. You know?
It ruins it for others.
Okay, with that said, you guys, we're going to go straight into our topic, because, you know, we always try to talk about loss and grief on the show, because that's what our foundation's built on. And you may be listening thinking, how does this deal with loss? It deals with loss in many ways. Like I mentioned, loss of time, loss of energy, loss of finances. But also, if you're accused of something, it's part of you has kind of gotten dirtied.
Loss of character.
And that's something that I think it doesn't take just a celebrity or a famous person to go through. Mm-hmm. I think anyone can be falsely accused of anything. And we want to talk about what do you do when you've been wrongly accused? how do you move forward? And again, this is mostly for anyone who's going through something on a regular level, not the famous person. So
I've shared a story before. Maybe on the air I have. It's really quick, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
As a kid, I was in a sporting goods store.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed there were kids with backpacks that were stuffing stuff in their backpacks.
You saw this happening?
I saw this happening.
How old are you?
I was under 10.
Okay.
I know that. Could have been 10.
Okay.
It was me that they stopped, basically, and gave, and I didn't even know these other kids, but I was the one they stopped and gave the third degree and whatever, and I felt not only wrongly accused, I felt violated in a way, because I had seen other people do something, and I had been blamed for it, and that's not who I was, but I felt like it was an attack on my character.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if those other kids got away with it or whatever, but it really made me angry.
And you know what's crazy, Taj? Not only does it make you angry, but it's something you have to deal with and live with. I'm learning as I get older, as I get wiser, that situations and experiences like that will affect you.
It did. My whole life.
Yeah, your entire life. And
I won't put anything in this. If I'm at a store, I will not open anything. No,
yeah.
Tana laughs at me. I will not open anything if there's something that it's like because I know there's cameras. It's like my hands are, it's like I.
Until it's paid for and you're out the store, right?
And it's out the store. And it's like, that's because I was psychologically wounded back then.
And I think people who don't understand that have to have more empathy for, because that similar thing has happened to me in a different situation. You have to have empathy for others and what it feels like to be wrongly accused. It's a serious loss.
We're laughing, but it's
not funny.
It's traumatic in a way.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
Okay. So, Terrell, do you have anything you want to share? Anything?
Yeah. Well, the thing that really, because I came into this new year very positive and I still am.
Yeah.
All right.
And, I was on Instagram. Trying to do my social media thing, be more active on my social media.
Yeah.
And I remember I was doing one of my questions, and it was I had heard about the documentary regarding MJ and but I didn't know about, I don't think I knew about Sundance, because someone asked me one of my thoughts on it, and I couldn't understand what they were talking about. So I did a little research on it, and then I got irritated. So that irritated me for a little bit. I was feeling off, but still trying to be positive. And I just thought it was something that would get handled. And then what really started to bother me were, it was when other people on social media
started commenting.
People that you would think would know better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who I'm talking
about. Yes, I do.
And it was just ignorant. And it really irritated me because someone like him should know better. Mm. Now, I understand people are entitled to their own opinions. That's fine. If you want to make that, I'm entitled to my own opinion, fine. But I have a problem when people don't do research and they don't try to find the facts. And when they're just straight out ignorant and don't try to find the truth. Because the truth is it's pretty obvious, and it's out there for you to see. What did make me happy were the comments on his post, how many people stood up for Uncle Michael, and the support that he had.
Yeah.
That made me feel good and that made me happy. But it just really irritated me that
and I'm with you, because his voice for Blacks
and
African Americans is very strong on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's as if he wanted he wants Uncle Michael to go down.
And then it made me wonder if he wanted attention for himself. But see, the thing is, and this is what I was getting to, is the problem is when you falsely accuse or when you start spreading lies, there's people that no matter what you tell them, they're going to want to tear you down. So they're going to comment and they're going to be negative. But then there's people that really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that really don't know and they're confused, and you're influencing them.
Mm-hmm.
You're spreading a lie, basically.
And the worst part is, he knows this.
He knows it
because he complains about it on other people.
Yes, yes.
So he knows how it works. He has a voice.
Yes.
He has over a million.
It's disturbing.
So it made me think, and I was thinking about this. Something must have happened. Because Uncle Michael used to hang out with Eddie Griffin and Chris Tucker. Maybe
Steve Harvey.
So maybe it was like, it never happened for him. So maybe there's a little bit.
But it's just
negative energy. I don't get it.
And then
it's almost like a vendetta.
It feels.
And the thing that is upsetting, and this is where it goes into losses. It affects a lot more than people know because he has children, so it affects that. It affected mm-hmm. me. I know it affected you guys. It's mm-hmm. just you try to be positive and you try to not allow it to disturb you, and you try to stay, positive and high energy in these things, but it hurts because you know the person that Uncle Michael, you know how he was and you know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do. You just get tired. Yeah. Like I will always fight and I will always stand up for Uncle Michael, always. But it's like it's tiring, it's draining, and it's like you're fighting against people that don't really care what the truth is. They just want to badmouth.
Yeah.
And that is tiring because no matter, you can do anything. The person can say that it didn't happen and he'll still say, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Because they just want to be negative. And that gets very tiring and draining. Well, and it's not that you're only fighting him, but you're fighting everyone that's listening to him. Well, you understand?
He's got a lot of issues in his personal life. Yeah. DL does. And the truth of the matter is, it's like if he was ever at a level of Uncle Michael, he would probably have more sympathy because he would be accused of and ran off with on accusations, but he's not there. And, you know, you got to wonder what's going on in his life. So as we are taught and as our grandma would want us to do, you just got to send love and forgive and hope he comes around. But in the meantime, it is incredibly tough and it's incredibly trying, you know?
And then the other thing, because I was talking briefly with Taj about this, is I feel because the people that are behind the Sundance documentary, I feel there should be some repercussions.
Absolutely.
You should not be allowed to falsely accuse someone. And when you're proven that you're lying or that nothing happened, there should be something. You shouldn't be able to just spread a lie or because the damage is done.
Well,
you have to erase all of those things and then they just go off.
I think the problem is the bar is getting lowered and credential companies are becoming less credible. That's what I'm going to say. Credible. Mm-hmm. They're having to scoop lower to stay relevant and to stay popular.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens at the same time, people are thinking, well, if this company's supporting it, then there must be some credibility to it. There must be some legitimacy. So we're at that funky time where the credibility needs to, people need to scoop lower to get eyeballs. But at the same time, it hasn't happened enough where it's like, you guys understand.
Yeah, saying. I think integrity it's a commodity now in this world. It's not a requirement anymore to. So you don't have to be truthful at all. You just have to be entertaining. You just have to have a lot of followers, you know. So as you said, the bar is super low now.
And then there's also the issue of trust for us. It's always hard to trust people as it is, but knowing who's participating in this documentary, it bothers me because I know the person.
Mm.
And I know the truth. So it's like, once again, there's someone that betrayed MJ and it annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's bad. Any way you look at it, it's bad. But if it's somebody
but
didn't know my uncle or whatever,
it's different.
Carol on Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
She just said, I shouldn't laugh. Cause but we were just laughing about us, but it's like, she said last month. And I don't know if this is the care. Last month, I went to the grocery store and got accused of stealing. I said I have the receipt and we can go back to the cashier and ask her if I paid. She was just probably fed up.
Yeah.
You know, it's degrading.
Yeah, yeah. But what's sad is if she didn't have that receipt.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's an issue with, Carol's situation is a bit different. But back to you, Taro, it's an issue that's been plaguing humanity, I think, forever. there's always, if you go back hundreds of years, there's always been stealing and lying and cheating and deceitness and all that stuff. And it's an issue of humanity. Mm-hmm. And my problem is we've learned so much over all these centuries about humanity from studying the mind and studying character and behavior. But for some reason, we don't seem to utilize what we've learned when it comes to, I don't know if it's because the financial windfall for these companies is too much and they don't care. I do think that's the primary reason, but it's so odd. But you guys want to take a phone call? You guys want to go back to our topic? You want to just make this the town? All right. Let's just answer phone calls. All right. Thank you for calling in to the Power of Love. Who do we have with us right now?
This is Tiffany. Hi, how are y'all?
Hey, Tiffany. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good to hear from you, Tiffany. What do you got for us?
Glad to be heard.
What do you got for us, Tiffany?
I was listening to, the topic and everything. And first of all, I really want to say I'm sorry that you have to go through this again, because I know I'm very fired up about it as a fan. And as a family member, I can't even imagine what you're going through and having to constantly relive this. And, it's really just terrible. And I'm sorry that it's happening. And I hope that it will be resolved soon, and that the truth will be able to be brought out and brought forward, and all the liars can be silenced finally.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, as far as the topic goes with being accused of something you didn't do, that really resounded with me, because when I was about 19, I almost went to jail behind a perceived event that didn't really happen and had to be explained fully. At the time, I was, I've said it before in different calls that I was my mother's primary caregiver. And at the time, my mother didn't have legs because of diabetes and everything. And to make a very long story short, I was giving my mother a bath, which she had to do it in the hospital bed. And I'm not sure exactly what happened, but she slipped out of the bed and fell. And when she fell, she bumped her head, and it resulted in a little bruise. Now, I'm standing there. I know my mother fell. I was on the other side of the bed, so I couldn't get around her quick enough. And my mother knew, okay, I fell, I hit my head. The next day, a nurse does, I don't know what you call it, a welfare, check or whatever, but she saw the bruise on my mother's face. So she asked my mother. My mother explained, Tiffany was giving me a bath. I fell out of the bed. I hit my head. And, even my father was there to say, yeah, Rita fell. That's my mother's name. Rita fell. Tiffany came and got me. I picked Rita up and put her back in the bed and, finished getting her cleaned up. Somehow, my parents explaining what happened turned into me being accused of, adult abuse. And there were people wanting to take my mother out of the home and put her into a nursing home. They were wanting to charge me and put me in jail. And really, if my father had not been in the house that day, like you said, if there was not another witness and it would have just been my word, my mother's word, I probably would be in jail right now.
Wow.
I know I'm laughing, but it's frightening to think about that. I was only 19. I had never had a car ticket. I had never had any sort of trouble, really, other than getting in trouble for skipping class one day. Relatively a really good kid. And now I'm looking at possible jail time, my mother being taken out the home, my father having a fit because he thinks he's going to lose his wife and his daughter at the same time. It was maybe a long 2 or 3 months to even get it straight that I didn't do anything. What happened to my mother was an accident, and my father could corroborate that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm happy your father was there. And just think, if, like you said, if he wasn't there, it could have very well been a different scenario. And the reason why I want you to think about that, because think about all the people who are dealing with that, who didn't have that extra witness there, that are falsely accused, whether they're in jail, whether they're separated from family members. It's a serious thing, you know, and I think we've all been accused of something wrongly. It's just there are different levels, you know what I mean? And you know, I'm happy nothing happened from your situation, Tiffany. Can I ask you a question? How long ago was this? About?
I was 19, so that had to be like 2005.
Okay. So do you still like, does it still play an effect in you at all at any time? Or is that something that's been there, gone, done? No issue now.
It just really, well, my father, towards the end of his life, he started, you know, falling down and that sort of stuff. I mean, my father's a light-skinned guy. So if he falls, there's a bruise, you know. Yeah. You can't hide it. And at one time, somebody thought that I was, you know, hitting my father. And it wasn't true. But, you know, he was able to say, no, I have Parkinson's. I fall down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my daughter didn't do anything.
Yeah. It makes it tough because you're there, you know, being a caregiver, showing love. And right. People are so quick. And it's happened to me in a similar situation where people, you know, are so quick to blame and point, you know, and I don't know. It's just an unfortunate situation.
I can't imagine you hitting anybody, TJ. You're like the nicest person in the world.
No, it wasn't hitting, but it was something similar. And I don't want to get into it, but I've been accused of things, you know, so it's just unfortunate. But Tiffany, thank you so much for calling and supporting us. And, you know,
of course.
Have a great rest of the week and happy New Year.
Okay, same to you. And, you know, just remember you have the entire fan base behind you, and we're going to continue fighting and seeing through.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. Yes. Take care, okay?
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's sweet. So, it's... Anyway...
It makes me think of our guest that we had, and I think about him often. That was falsely accused of murder, remember?
Oh, my goodness. That was a great...
For years.
So, if you're just now tuning in or you haven't heard that one, please check our back catalog on a podcast. I think it's on, I know it's on iTunes, but it's probably Stitcher and the other ones. But that show was another one that was great about reclaiming your life after falsely being accused. That was a very severe situation where he served many years in jail for something he never did. And the guy was an amazing guest because he had a great energy and a great mindset. And it was just an amazing rebound story. I'm going back and forth because I see we don't have much time. I guess we'll just save this. But, right? Is that what you were going to say,
Yeah,
Tara?
I think so.
Okay, so we'll save because we had some advice if you were being wrongly accused. But I think it's wise to save it for the following, next week.
Yeah, part two.
Part two. It always seems to happen with this. There always seems to be
there's
going to
be, Sundance thing is Friday.
Oh, it airs. So how does that work, Taj? It airs.
It premieres. So it's going to premiere in front of an audience of a majority journalists.
Oh, great.
And we all know how journalists treat our family.
Yeah. So
there will be a part two to this probably.
So it's hard because I don't want to support it, but at the same time, I want to have knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
you have to watch it.
You have to watch.
Right? So you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to watch it, and again, it's just going to bring you down. It's going to anger you. It's going to frustrate you. It's going to take time away from you on what you know, spending your life, your energy, and it's not just us. This is important. There's fans around the world that are now going over to Sundance to proclaim my uncle's innocence and to fight against that. And we hear you too.
Yes.
It's a loss for you too. But I will say this, and my brothers would be 100% with this statement, that we can't thank you enough.
Yes.
And our uncle thought the world of you. He cherished his fans tremendously. So for you to support him and to be behind him and to know him, you know him more than any of these journalists and it's well appreciated that you guys are supporting him.
I would also say, because I have such high respect for people that do this, just it's gonna, because there's a lot of emotion and there might be people trying to instigate you and whatever, but just try and stay above them,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you are representing the fandom, you're representing the family, you're representing him, and there are going to be instigators. I can just tell you that they want us to look bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so just...
They want a headline.
They want a headline, and because they know that the documentary is not it. It's not strong enough, so they want to make a story out of it. So just be smart about it. You know, we're so grateful that you are fighting this fight, but at the same time, don't give in, don't get instigated by them, because mm-hmm. I know they've, you know, there's been stories about they have police prepared because they think it's going to get ugly.
Mm.
And so,
well, I just think it's so, I get so frustrated with these production companies and these actors and these people who do these things, because from the tone of the music to the slowing down effects they're going to show to how they're going to narrate it. It's literally propaganda. And it's just so frustrating, because you just have to sit and watch the lies be accepted, and you have to watch these lies be treated as the truth in the gospel. And it's incredibly trying, you know, and, it's unfortunate, because there are tricks that these kind of producers can do to make you feel a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to all be employed.
Yeah.
So anything else you guys want to say before we close out?
No, I think also the fact that you can't defame the dead. So you're
saying you can defame them, but you can't be prosecuted for doing it.
Yeah, you can't be prosecuted. You can't be held liable.
Okay. Open season for anyone who's passed.
Basically, it's a free reign to say whatever you want to say. I think that's the danger of this whole documentary, is that there was no checks and balances to it at all. There was no one that could have said that's not true, because I don't think they got anyone on the other side to be in this. So it's just free reign lies.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Terrell, do you have anything you want to add?
No, it's just a lot. And it just really bothers me, you know, family, friends, fans. It's tiring. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm just tired.
Okay. Well, we're going to up the mood, up the energy, because we don't want to take this back to our families and our lives.
But that's why it's tiring, because it's like, you know, you're so close to it, because I don't know.
I think in closing, though, we've said it 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, but we want to thank everyone for support. We feel the support. It means a lot to us. But we also want to say our Uncle Michael was the greatest person.
Mm-hmm.
He really was. He was a beautiful heart, beautiful person, and in my opinion, just way too good for this world. And he lived his life really trying to help everyone he could, and he lived it the right way at all times. I wish there was but if there was a time where I could say I thought that was cruel, then I wouldn't be so strong on it. And the truth of the matter is, he's the only family member that I can really say was 100% and 1,000% just pure love and giving, you know, and it's just so unfortunate. But we love you, Uncle Michael, and we'll always be here fighting for you and the legacy you worked your butt off to build. With that said, we are going to close out. Again, this is the Power of Love for the Dede Jackson Foundation. Please follow us on our social media. Help share the message of love. Facebook is Dede Jackson Foundation. Instagram is at Dede Jackson Foundation. That is spelled out. So it's at DeeDeeJackson Foundation. And of course, there's a website, www.ddjf.org, that has information for you if you're dealing with loss, if you want to learn more about our foundation, or if you want to donate. All these shows, everything we do as a board, I should say, is no one's getting paid on our board. Every donation goes towards helping the world be a better place and helping people deal with loss. That's pretty much it. We will be back next Wednesday at 1:00. If you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to DDJF and support the foundation. Again, any donation amount helps support those in need. We want to send all the love possible to the world, and we will see you all next Wednesday. Adios.
Hasta.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.